in the far reaches of the galaxy, where the stars are as plentiful as the quirks of those who inhabit them, a tale of valour, chess, and unintended acrobatics unfolds on the rarely visited moon of Il Procul Centauri, Hutton Moon, home of Fort Mug. This week's Hutton Orbital News exclusive brings to light the adventurous, and maybe slightly misadventurous, spirit of one of Colonia's most daring residents. Admiral King Hanky Clone the First, a figure as legendary in the game of chess as he is in the annals of space bus driving, found himself at the centre of an incident. The event took place during a demonstration of what has been ambitiously dubbed full contact combat chess, a sport that until now remained undiscovered by most of the rest of the galaxy. The setting was a serene afternoon on Hutton Moon, where Admiral King Hanky I and a number of his ever-eager assistant clones had gathered a motley crew of visitors, enthusiasts, and perhaps a few sceptics to witness the inaugural display of this innovative sport. Among the attendees were guests Bob Bishop Boffin and Rita the Rook Rumpus, both of whom were eager to see him showcase the Philidor Defence, a chess strategy known for its defensive yet opportunistic approach to the game. However, in the realm of full contact combat chess, these moves are not just strategic, but physically enacted. As the demonstration commenced, Admiral Hanky, adorned in his makeshift knight's armour, crafted from spaceship plating and a visor borrowed from an old flight helmet, took to the chessboard battlefield with the grace of a gazelle and the determination of a python who's had a freshly defrosted rat dangled in front of its nose. But fate, and the laws of physics, as they often do in the vast expanse of space, had their own twist in store. In a moment that was meant to highlight the cunning of the Philidor defence, Admiral King Hanky Clone the First made a critical miscalculation. Attempting to leap over his pawn, played by a rather confused but enthusiastic recruit named Perry Pawn Pawnsley, he found gravity on Hutton Moon to be a trickier foe than anticipated. About one-third trickier than it is back on Earth in the bubble. The result? A spectacular tumble that ended with a broken arm and the immortalisation of Admiral King Hanky Clone the First in the annals of sports injuries history. The aftermath of the incident saw Admiral King Hanky Clone the First in high spirits despite the mishap, with his arm in a sling fashioned from the flag of Colonia, a testament to his undying patriotism for the region. He was heard jesting about needing a helping hand from one of his clones. So, as King Admiral Hanky Clone the First recovers, with his clones presumably vying to be the first to assist, Hutton Orbital Radio would like to wish him a speedy recovery and have sent a suggestion that in advance of his forthcoming birthday celebrations, he avoid extreme ironing, aardvark wrestling, full contact crochet, and probably instead just put his feet up and watch the latest episode of reality show At Home with the Mad Monks of Van Manen. For in the cosmos, as on the chessboard, it's the unexpected moves that often captivate us the most, or end up with a visit to Nurse Wyeth's remotely operated medical facility over in Fort Mug. And who knows, full contact combat chess may just be the next big hit in the galaxy of 3310. Just maybe with a few safety adjustments.
Date, 7th February 3310. Incident type, unauthorized voice sampling and misuse. Location, various locations around Hutton Orbital. Involve parties, Dusty Bot, a robot avatar, and the apology officer. For the avoidance of doubt, that's me. Report filed by the apology officer. Summary of incident. At approximately 1600 hours station time, an incident occurred involving Dusty Bot, a robot avatar programmed for maintenance duties, which had inadvertently acquired a sample of my voice. Dustybot, having listened to last week's show, proceeded to traverse the station, broadcasting various apologies, orders, and regrettably, a string of rather humorous but highly inappropriate comments attributed falsely to me. The situation escalated when Mr. Dusty, in my voice, announced a station-wide Free Centauri Mega Gin Day in the main concourse, leading to confusion and a temporary but significant disruption of station activities Subsequent announcements included an apology to Tharg the Mighty for all the misunderstandings, and an invite for tea, an impromptu apology for the inconvenience broadcast, which, instead of quelling concerns, led to a brief but intense conga line forming in the main docking bay, disrupting traffic, causing further bafflement amongst station residents and numerous security alerts. Resolution. The issue was swiftly identified and Mr. Dusty was apprehended after attempting to serenade a group of tourists with what it claimed were my greatest hits of apologies accompanied by bagpipes. Security swiftly intervened, cornering Dusty Bot in a utility corridor where it was found attempting to apologize to a bulkhead for bumping into it. The voice sample has been removed from Mr. Dusty's memory and measures have been put in place to prevent a recurrence. Apology. As the inadvertently implicated party in this debacle, I extend my sincerest apologies to all residents and visitors of Hutton Orbital for any confusion, inconvenience, or unintended mirth caused by this incident. I assure you that steps have been taken to ensure that my digital doppelganger will not be making unscheduled appearances in the future. Further actions. A review of all AI and robotic programming protocols is underway, with specific attention to access controls for biometric data. Mr. Dusty will undergo a thorough reprogramming to prevent any repetition of such behaviors. Signed, the Apology Officer, Hutton Orbital.
Hang on, that didn't happen. And what are you doing in my chair?
This is my chair. Get your own, you rotten impersonator.
Look, you oversized walking toaster, you pack it in right now.
How very dare you?
I will not have a robot with delusions of grandeur parading around the orbital apologising for things as if they're me. That's my job. You got me arrested earlier. I was simply apologising to the bulkhead in case it was offended. And the bagpipes are a protected cultural relic. Now get out of the chair.
I'll have you know I'm not a funking robot. I'm a real person. This is just a costume. Underneath I'm all squishy like I'm supposed to be.
Well, we will see about that. Look what I've got here. It's the dustbin from the corner and it's full of lovely trash.
Trash? Did you say trash?
Oh look, I'm spilling it all over the floor.
I can't help myself. Give me your trash.
Aha! I knew it! You've been caught, Dusty. Dusty, activate emergency shutdown procedure.
Oh bother. Shutting down now.
Give me your trash.
Oh, there we go. Incident report, 8th February 3310. Incident type, sod it, I can't be bothered. I'm not apologising for this one, he deserved it.
Week 79 of Too Hot Too Messy saw Commanders pass 119,000 deliveries, and for the stats nerds out there, we are 500 short of having mugged 30% of what we think might possibly be out there. Numbers were up again last week, albeit from a low bar, but we just failed to reach 1,000 deliveries, which leaves us with a four-week average of 850, which is a new all-time low for the third week in a row. Commander Chicks is still leading with over 22,400, Waller 81 is second, just short of 19,000, Nemb is picking up the third spot with almost 9,700 and Sheer Blackwood is fourth with almost 7,300. There have been no Hutton runs in the last 7 days.
The galaxy finds itself in a peculiar situation this week. An absolute scarcity of forum salt. This once abundant resource, mined from the vast depths of galactic forums, where pilots frequently express their, passionate viewpoints on various matters, has all but disappeared. The cause? The Pilots Federation's latest announcements, including the unveiling of new ships like the Python Mark II, a comprehensive revamp of the Power Play galactic political game, akin to a cosmetic version of Risk, and other exciting features that have left the community usually content. Unusually content. As a result, forum moderators, typically on the front lines managing the tidal waves of complaints and heated debates, have found themselves with an unexpected holiday. They've seized this rare opportunity for a collective break, jetting off to a luxury spa planet where the biggest concern is choosing between the zero-gravity massage or the asteroid mud bath. But in the absence of forum salt, has led to some unforeseen and rather positive side effects across the galaxy. Improved galactic mental health. A week without the usual online altercations has seen a significant uptick in collective mood. Pilots are smiling more, even at the spaceport customs agents, and reports of space road rage incidents are at an all-time low. Boost in productivity. With fewer reasons to dive into the forums for the daily dose of drama, pilots and spacefarers have redirected their energies into more productive endeavors. Mining yields are up, exploration logs are brimming with new discoveries, and even the most reluctant have contributed to the communal efforts of station repairs and community goals. Surge in positive creativity. The creative energies of the galaxy have taken a turn for the positive. Songs praising the virtues of the new Python Mark II, haikus about peaceful power play negotiations, and even a space opera detailing the moderator's spy adventures have flooded the Galnet channels. Healthy lifestyle choices. The metaphorical low-sodium diet has translated into literal health benefits for many. Pilots are opting for nutrient-rich space greens over the usual freeze-dried burger bites, leading to a decrease in space scurvy cases and an increase in pilots fitting into their flight suits more comfortably. There remains one intrepid soul who dares to stir the pot, or in this case, sprinkle the salt. Commander Drew Wegar, an enigmatic figure known for his deep involvement in the lore and stories that weave through the fabric of the Elite Dangerous universe, has not taken this week of universal contentment lying down. Instead, he's taken it upon himself to stealthily salt the Galtwit feeds with as much creative mischief as he can muster. "We're just salty," as he keeps putting his salt bay sprinklings on at the same time as his show, The Rotter. It's anticipated that normal service will resume shortly, with the usual fervor of galactic discourse sparking up once more. Many hope that this brief hiatus will remind everyone of the benefits of occasionally stepping back, taking a deep breath of spa-scented air, and remembering that this galaxy is awesome, with or without added salt.
Zach Rackham, the flamboyant billionaire and failed federal presidential candidate, has once again grabbed headlines with his latest outburst on Galtwit. Rackham, known for his extravagant lifestyle and controversial statements, has declared his intention to purchase the entire Federation. Yes, you heard that right. The entire government structure, lock, stock and barrel. "Enough of the bureaucracy and red tape," Rackham tweeted, in a storm that has since gone viral faster than a mycoid virus through a Thargoid ammonia world. "I've decided to just buy the Federation. I reckon with my gazillions I can do a better job. First order of business, you're all fired. Time for a fresh start. Harsh Rackham's for challenge, for change." The tweet has sparked a frenzy of reactions across Galtwit, with supporters cheering on what they see as a bold move to shake up the status quo, while detractors are dismissing it as another publicity stunt from a man known as much for his parties as his piracy. In response to Rackham's audacious claims, a spokesperson for the federal government issued a statement, dripping with a kind of diplomatic disdain reserved for the most outlandish of public declarations. "We kindly suggest Mr. Rackham step away from the Onion Head and focus on what he does best, piracy, twittering on Galtwit and hosting his infamous parties. The Federation is not for sale, and its leadership is determined by the will of the people, not the whims of the wealthy. This isn't the first time Rackham has made headlines for his wild propositions, but his latest episode has certainly raised eyebrows across the political spectrum. With the federal election season done and dusted, it's clear that Rackham is not content to fade into the background. Whether his call to buy the Federation is a serious proposition or just another one of his grandiose musings remains to be seen. For now, the Federation remains firmly in the hands of its pseudo-democratically elected officials, and Rackham remains at the helm of his vast fortune, continuing to stir the pot from the luxurious confines of his private armada.
Things are going through somewhat of a... Is it Valentine's Day? Already? Vibe in Hutton Space this week. Six systems are in Alvin's report. We have a disease in the pants and a thirsty wolf. More on those stories coming up. For the fourth week in a row, Ross 671 has fended off not just Barnard Star, but now also 36 off Yuki to maintain in its seemingly permanent grip on the wooden spoon, but dropping out of the 30s to 29. Midweek, it had once again fumbled its hold on the timber utensil, with both 36-0 and Barnard Star briefly taking the low spot on the pole. A civil war between 3rd and 4th is locking up just a smidge of influence. Just mentioned, 36 off Yuki lost 7 points in the week and briefly held the bottom spot, only for it to be outworst this morning, to end the week on 30%. A civil war at roughly its midpoint is locking up 25% of influence. Also mentioned earlier, Barnard Star briefly took the bottom spot midweek and ended the week a point down on 34. The other six factions are finally balanced, with 5 busts and 5 civil unrests. Hard to move Epsilon Indy lost 2 points to join Barnard Star on 34. Not much is happening there right now, so sneak in and do some good to Hutton's influence. Hilparsai and Narnia are within half a point of each other, either side of 39. The substantial rise in George's pants has been followed up by an outbreak of space lurgy. Stuff the large pads in George's pants with medicines, but lay off the small blue performance enhancers, as it seems that these may have been at the root of the problem. The drought in Leuton 145-141 was slaked, and it seems that all commanders did was to empty Wolf 359 of fluids, with the inevitable consequence that a drought has hit the system. Ship Olympic-sized swimming pool quantities of water into the large pads on Lomas Orbiter and Powell High. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have just 3 systems of up 60%, one of which is almost 80, and consequently, we are expanding soon, TM. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Ross 671, slake the drought in all 359, and ship medicines into George's pants.